What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles with the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
Darn rootin' tootin'. It is the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Wednesday, March 19, 2025. Hump day. Bart, guess what day it is? I just said it. Hump day. And we'll start.
No, you said hump day.
Oh, look at you. He had the exact way I pronounced it, too. Let's start off here because you opened the show with Vikings / Rodgers. Well, here is Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. He says that the Vikings aren't interested in Rodgers at the moment, so we'll make it official and play this audio.
I am told the Vikings have rejected multiple trade calls involving their young quarterback, J.J. McCarthy, telling teams they are moving forward with McCarthy as their quarterback. Minnesota still interested in adding a veteran, whether through free agency or a trade. But I am told they are not pursuing Aaron Rodgers. J.J. McCarthy now enters the offseason as QB1.
I wonder what happened there with Daniel Jones. They clearly brought him in as a backup to Sam Darnold. If Sam Darnold did not stay with the Vikings, if things went a certain way, which they did, and then they decided not to retain his services. But if they offered him less than what the Colts could give him, or maybe Daniel Jones saw an opportunity, is it fair to say Daniel Jones maybe saw an opportunity to start more games over Anthony Richardson than J.J. McCarthy? I think that that might be the case, wrongly on the Colts' part, but maybe rightly in how the situation should be perceived. And by veteran, you know, who's left? Are we bringing in Jameis Winston? Are you bringing in Joe Flacco? I think if Flacco wants to keep playing, make another $2 million, mentoring J.J. McCarthy would be a great use of his time. So that would be one that makes sense to me. But again, if they did not want to invest the money for one more year of Sam Darnold, I don't see why they would do that with Aaron Rodgers. I think that the risk is way greater than the reward in terms of what you do for your culture moving forward and what you do with the quarterback moving forward. Because you're going to have to pay. Like, what is Rodgers going to sign for ultimately if he does sign? It's not going to be like $55 million, but it's not going to be 13. So if you're going to franchise tag Darnold for 40, what are you hoping to get Rodgers for? 30? Like, he is going to want starting quarterback money. So I think the Vikings are doing the right thing, and we'll see now how J.J. McCarthy does as QB number one, or all this reporting could be a smokescreen and some sort of negotiation, and Rodgers could sign tomorrow. Who knows?
Yeah, we really have
and
no
then,
idea.
If that's the case, I will apologize for my outburst earlier. I will apologize if that's the case.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll all wait it with bated breath here. All right, let's go to a team that also currently does not have a quarterback figured out, and that's the Steelers. They let Justin Fields and Russell Wilson go test the market. Wilson remains unsigned, but Justin Fields latched on with the Jets for a two-year deal. So they still need somebody, whether it's through trade, free agency, or even the draft. Well, Jalen Mirrow, one of the prospective quarterbacks that are coming into the league, entering this draft, he says he'd love to play for Pittsburgh.
I just thought it was a great opportunity to build with the Steelers and have that opportunity. You know, I remember watching the AFC North in the battles that they have growing up. And so now to have the opportunity to be around Coach Tomlin, I don't take it lightly at all. And so if the opportunity presents itself for me to be his quarterback, I'll take full advantage of it.
The Steelers would have to make that selection in the third round. I believe their second round pick was traded to Seattle. So they'd have to make that in the third round. And they could. Some mock drafts have where the Steelers are at 83. They've got a few quarterbacks going in that range, whether it's Quinn Ewers, who could be there, or even Jalen Milroe. I think we might be in for a surprise where we get the two quarterbacks on day one. I don't know that a Jackson Dart sneaks in. Maybe somebody trades up and tries to get him at 31 or 32 so they can have a rookie quarterback on a fifth-year option. That could always be in play. But otherwise, I think you're going to see any of these other quarterbacks go round two rather than round three. So if that was the case, the Steelers would miss out. If that goes to my really, I don't want to say uneducated prediction, but I'm not basing it off of anything other than vibes at this point.
I don't know why you saying vibes is funny to me.
It didn't feel good. It doesn't feel natural.
It doesn't. But. Yeah, but natural is exactly the word I was about to say. I'm like, that's not us. Like, we're, a year and change apart? Like, if that. Vibes is not in our vocabulary, nor it should ever be. Sorry, well, let's change the vibe of this conversation. Let's go over to the NBA, the association, as some people would call it. Your Bucks did not fare well against the Warriors last night. A little improbable win because the Warriors won 104-93, but Steph Curry was not playing in the game, which is why it was a little bit improbable. Steve Kerr, he said he wanted to give Steph Curry an emotional timeout.
More of a mental and emotional fatigue than physical. He's fine physically. His back was fine last night. He put up a fight last night when I told him I wanted to give him the night off, but he understood. You guys know Steph. When he's emotionally tired, it affects his decision-making. And so he's been turning it over. Last couple games, he's a little out of sorts.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's fine. By the way, I think it's fine to give guys nights off for rest, whether it's physical or mental. It is a long season. You have to look at the ultimate goal. I know that we all get mad when guys don't play 82 games, you know, like they used to. But I think we are like just in a different space where we realize maybe we didn't have to do that. And you got to balance like what is more important. Is it that these guys play every night, even if they're not 100%? Or that when you do see them, they are playing at their full capacity. And also, they have bigger goals in mind than just beating the Bucks on a Tuesday night, which they ended up doing by 11 points anyway. So it all worked out. Warriors got the game at home on Thursday and then embark on a six-game road trip. They will be gone from the 21st of March, and they will return in the wee hours of the 4th of April, in which they will have a game that night as well. So a little bit of a roadie for the Warriors coming up.
All right, and I guess a rhetorical question for you, because I'm going to ask what's wrong with your Bucks.
But that sentence cannot work.
Well, fix it for me when I give you the clip or in the break here. Here's Kyle Kuzma. He talked about getting the offense back on track.
Just have to do a better job of just growing and learning together, because it's, you know, every team's going to guard us this way. And, we need to just continue to find ways to put the ball in the hoop.
So the Bucks, according to Chris Haynes, had a meeting after this game on Tuesday night as well. The report was that after the game, specifically Damian Lillard and Giannis talked to Doc Rivers. The report was that the meeting was a good meeting. But I wonder if that needs to be a report. I think that sometimes we see these meetings happen in sports, and we're all like, oh boy, they had to have a meeting. Don't we all have meetings? Isn't that a part of it? Don't you get together and talk about how things are going, what things are working, what things you can do to make things better? Isn't the phrase best practices? Have you ever been at a job with that phrase?
Oh, yeah.
Best practices?
Hate those jobs.
Oh, I hate that phrase.
It's so stupid.
How about just like things that work good? We need to do our, we're going to come up with best practices for the best practices. Oh, no, I don't like it. But I don't know. The Bucks are an interesting case because ultimately I think they are good enough to win, but they just won't. So.
Well, you could beat the Bulls and be in purgatory. All right, let's sneak one last one in here because Indiana has got a new head coach. Darren DeVries is going to be one and done in West Virginia, and he says that Indiana has the resources to become a top program again.
There are resources available here are some of the best in the entire country. We have a fan base that is passionate about the Hoosiers and provides a tremendous home court advantage. Everything is in place here for us to have the opportunity to win and to win at a high level. Now our job is to make that happen.
So would he not be the coach if West Virginia made the tournament? Would he just be the coach a little bit later? All this hoopla about West Virginia, now he's right over to Indiana. As the carousel always turns with these college coaches.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.